The world just seems so complicated sometimes, doesn't it? There's so much news and confusion swirling around that it makes us dizzy sometimes. Meanwhile, we have our own lives to figure out in the context of major world changes. So how do we find clarity? How can you navigate the complexities of life with a clear mind? One thing for sure is that we can't have all the answers. That's something we have to learn to live with. It's okay to be unsure about some things. Sometimes what happens is that we desperately want to figure out the answers to big world issues, but then we leave more important personal questions unanswered. On the other hand, another trap we fall into is when we want an answer to a personal issue so much, but when we don't get an answer, we become frustrated and anxious. You might think you just need to be more patient and wait. And patience is a big part of the process, but there might be something deeper, something else you need to do to find clarity. Think of it this way. Did you ever get a splinter in your hand? You know, it's in there, under your skin, pinching you every once in a while. It gets irritated and you just want to get it out. You might try to ignore it, but it continues to bother you and it interferes with your thinking. Now, if a tiny splinter can distract you so much, how much more can an unresolved spiritual issue cloud your thinking? If your soul is not at rest, how can you possibly think clearly? So instead, we might get angry or withdrawn. Or maybe we put on masks, acting like everything is fine, but we know deep down we need help. So we just keep going along with the splinter in our soul, and this prevents us from having clarity. So the next question is, where can I find rest and relief for my soul? And the answer is simple. You find rest for your soul in the forgiveness of God. This all-important first step is the door to salvation. When we accept and embrace God's forgiveness, everything changes. There's no more hiding or denial. There's no more need to act or attack. Instead, you know you are accepted completely, 100%, even despite your mistakes. And if you don't believe this is true, see Jesus on the cross proving it to you. God forgives you. He loves you. He wants you to be healthy and free. And from there, the cloudy, muddy waters of your soul become crystal clear. There's no more denial or self-condemnation. Instead, you are free in God's love. You're even free to love yourself. The splinter is gone. You have relief. And you could go forward and love others in a more genuine way. Believe that this process is possible for you. Seek and receive the great goodness of God. O loving Lord, we ask for your mercy and forgiveness. Let us rise up with Christ, resurrected, free from the chains of our sin. Help us to remove the obstacles that separate us from you. Let us face you, O Lord, with confidence. And from that place of security and peace, you will show us the way. Give us clarity of heart and mind. Let it be this way, O blessed Lord. Guide us along the path of Christ our Savior, from whom all good things come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.